Well, I think what the Russians are very concerned about is undermining the Western narrative that Russia's actions have hurt grain exports from Ukraine and from the Black Sea in general that Africa is so dependent upon. So what they're trying to do, of course, is to blame the grain shortages on the West. This is very important that Russia do this. Of course, it's actually its own actions that have led to this terrible situation. I think also what Lavrov has in mind is UN General Assembly votes. In other words, there are some 50 odd countries in Africa. They're a huge group of countries that, even if they don't vote in favor of Russia, they can at least not vote in favor of the West. So many of them abstained on the UN General Assembly resolution condemning Russia for their invasion, and Lavrov wants to keep it this way.
Ahead of his visit, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Russia had long-standing good relations with Africa since the days of the Soviet Union, and he lauded Russia's role in decolonization in Africa, saying, "We provided assistance to the national liberation movements and then to the restoration of independent states and the rise of their economies." Would that narrative help Lavrov achieve his African tour objectives?
It might, but the thing is that it really is sort of ahistorical. In fact, the Soviets didn't do all that much to help the African liberation movements. But most of the assistance they gave was to African governments after they became independent. I think also one has to point out that, many of the governments whom they did support were terrible dictatorships, but nevertheless, they're claiming this credit. I think what Africans have to ask is, what's Russia doing for us now? And I don't think that, in other words, Africa was becoming independent anyway. The United States did a lot to encourage this. The British were willing to leave, maybe the French less so, but they did leave. So I think that the Soviet contribution to this whole African independence was much more modest than Lavrov is now claiming.
Most Arab and African countries, as you said, have refused to take sides in the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as they share interests with both stakeholders. The fragile economies of the countries in Africa and the Middle East have also suffered the most from the war due to the skyrocketing oil prices and the food crisis. Lavrov stressed that Russia is committed to fulfilling its grain export obligations as per the recent UN brokered deal it signed with Kiev on Friday. How could that provide Russia with more influence in Africa?
I think that what they're really aiming at is to prevent a negative image from grain not flowing. Now, the whole point of grain corridors for Ukrainian grain, this is for grain that's already been harvested and stored in Ukraine. The real problem is that there might not be much of a future harvest in Ukraine because of the war. And so even if the grain that is there gets out, we're going to be running into this problem. Now, whether the Russians themselves can make this up from their own production is unclear. It seems that the Russians they need the grain themselves as well. So I think that even if this Ukrainian grain gets flowing, this is only going to be a temporary solution so long as the war continues.
Ahead of his tour, Lavrov wrote an opinion article stressing Russia's keenness on African states' interests and denied that Russia was to blame for the worldwide food crisis. It was published in top newspapers in Egypt, Ethiopia, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as on the Russian Foreign Ministry's website. How would such a media campaign help spread Russian disinformation during his African tour?
Obviously he has to try, but the point is, if there had been no Russian invasion of Ukraine, there would be no grain crisis. And I think that Western governments need to emphasize that. And I think African governments and populations are smart enough to understand that personally. So obviously they're very desperate on this. They understand that this is a weak point, that their invasion of Ukraine has caused problems for a lot of countries, and they want to shift the blame. Whether they can do so or not remains to be seen.